Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, including those who pierced him, and all the families of the earth will mourn over him. This is certain. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is, who was, and who is coming, the Almighty. My dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus made his first entrance to earth, he was seen by only a small group of people, a few lowly shepherds, and later by some wandering wise men. Bethlehem's stable birth attracted little attention and had limited immediate effect upon the rest of the world. It was nearly 30 years before Christ's earthly ministry gained much notice. What a contrast it will be when he returns for his second advent. Every eye will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory, as referenced in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Even those who crucified God's Son will see and mourn, as will people from every tribe and nation, because of the rejection of him. But for those who have trusted in his redemptive work, the days of mourning will be over, not just beginning. For the Christian, the anticipation of Christ's return is a joyous prospect. Oh, come quickly. Hallelujah. Come, Lord, come quickly. Let everyone who hears the word of God say, come, Lord, come soon. Even so, come quickly. I love this particular hymn. I was listening this morning, and the other day we sang during in the congregation, written by Charles Wesley in 1758. It says, lo, he comes with clouds descending, once for our salvation slain, thousand saints attending, swell the triumph of his train. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God appears on earth to reign. My dear brothers and sisters, although you have enjoyed celebrating our Lord's birth, reflect and in what a dramatic event will it be on his second advent. And rejoice in the truth that you will have an important place in his eternal glory. So, even now, raise your hallelujahs to the Lord. Amen. That's so wonderful to live in anticipation of God's and the Lord's soon return. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives, the 28th of December. Few more days, few more hours for this year to end. But the Lord, there is no end of time in your presence. You are eternal. You are the light of the world and of heaven and earth. You are everything, O Master. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that today you will build that anticipation in our spirit of your second advent. We have, Lord, celebrated the coming of the Lord Jesus in a little and lowly manger. But Lord, now we will live in anticipation of the second advent of Jesus, where he'll come in great pomp, great show, great glory. And I pray, the Lord, that glimpse of heaven, that glimpse of the return of Christ, will consummate our mind and our life for eternity. I pray, the Lord God Almighty, you will fill our hearts with hope, fill our hearts with grace, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our hearts, O God Almighty, with assurance of your Spirit that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we will reign with Jesus when he comes again. Hallelujah. Abba Father, I pray for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, or they are at home with their loved ones during this season on a holiday, or they're vacationing elsewhere. I pray that you will be with them and uphold them with your righteous hand. Grant them great grace and glory. Keep them in every area of their lives, O Father God. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. Lord, we know you were beaten 39 times even before you died on the cross to pay for our sins. I pray that we are healed and made whole by your wounds and by your stripes. And I speak healing upon every brother and sister or child or youth that is struggling in their health. I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb and power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We give you all the praise, Lord, glory, honor, and dominion, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.